It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing there, Josh?
You know, for March, it's not really coming in like a lion.
No, not really. 52 degrees yesterday. It's supposed to be nice today, and then inch of snow maybe tomorrow. So you never know about March.
Yeah, in like a lion, out like a lamb.
Yeah, but in inches, that's still pretty much like a lamb.
Yeah, and it can, from the looks of things, it ain't going to stick around.
No, I don't think so.
If it does.
No. They're talking about the possibility of parts of Minnesota getting more because of a storm that's moving up from the south, but it's not supposed to. We're kind of west of it, so we'll hope we stay there.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's salute a veteran
here. Of course. Today we're saluting Tech 4 Emmanuel Freed. Emmanuel was born on March 23rd, 1919, in Campbell County, South Dakota. Passed away on February 11th, 1999. I was a senior in high school at that time. He entered active duty on April 7th, 1942, in Aberdeen, South Dakota, in the United States Army. Was honorably discharged 3.5 years later on November 19th, 1945, at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. He was a light truck driver with the 7th Cavalry Reconnaissance. Spent 2 years, 6 months, 19 days overseas in the Pacific during World War II. Participated in the battles of Ricus, Southern Philippines, Aleutian Islands, and Bismarck Archipelago. And he was an expert with the machine gun. Earned the Philippine Liberation Ribbon with one Bronze Battle Star, the Good Conduct Medal, and a Distinguished Unit Badge with one Oak Leaf Cluster. So we thank you, Emmanuel, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
All right. That's off to the Vets.
Absolutely.
Well, the VA has processed 1 million disability claims faster than ever, and you're here to tell us about that.
Yeah, the department claims processing productivity is at record levels. VA sent out a press release on the 25th of February announcing that they've processed 1 million disability claims so far in 2025 and how they've surpassed the previous record set last year. It has processed more than 1 million disability claims in fiscal year 2025 so far, reaching the milestone 2 weeks faster than it did in 2024, fiscal year 2024. And the federal fiscal year goes from October 1st to September 30th. So 1 million claims in the last 4.5 months is pretty quick.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Despite receiving 15.6% more claims than last year, the department completed its 1 millionth on February 20th, faster at any point in the department's history. The 10 highest claims processing days in VA's history occurred within the last month, and the department's highest claims processing day ever was February 12th, when VA processed more than 12,000 claims that day alone. Of the more than 1 million claims VA's processed in 25, over 60% were granted. Through January, VA's provided $62 billion in compensation and pension benefit payments to 6.9 million veterans and survivors. VA's claims accuracy rate has risen to more than 92%. And to date, VA has completed 375,961 PACT Act claims alone in fiscal year 25. We're strengthening the department so it works better for veterans, families, caregivers, according to the VA Secretary Doug Collins. VA's claims processing productivity is the highest it's ever been, and we look forward to continuing to provide record levels of service to veterans and VA beneficiaries. And I put a plug in here with several presumptive health conditions related to service in Vietnam, Korea, Southwest Asia, the Persian Gulf, Iraq, Afghanistan, and other locations after post 9/11. It's a good idea to contact your county veteran service officer to see if you may qualify for any veterans benefits, including health care or disability compensation benefits. So we're open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday in the lower level of the courthouse, garden level, as Mayor likes to call it. You reach us by phone at 598-3445, and there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And I know you have that number.
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. I also want to put in another plug that next week my office will be closed Monday through Thursday. I have a conference up in Bemidji. We'll still do the radio show live, but shortly after that I'll be head north for a conference.
Say hi to Paul Bunyan and Babe.
I took my picture with him 2 years ago when I was up there for a conference, so that's my little souvenir to prove I was in Bemidji.
Yeah, I was up there for a funeral, unfortunately, this past year, and saw old Babe and Paul standing out there in the cold.
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks, Josh. Appreciate the information, and we'll chat with you again next Monday.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, with us this morning here on Vets Info on the Air on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.